Hello, this is Miss Dienerski, and I'm going to be reading Causality and Other Circumventions by World O'Shaking. Summary. Ning Yingying accompanies Liu Mingyan into what definitely isn't a space-time rift. Author's notes. Written for a free-form prompt for the scumvillain Gotcha for Gaza. Thank you to an anonymous prompter. And I am recording this for Voice Team 2025 for the challenge Diamond in the Rough, where you podfic a fic that has under 100 hits. So I have found this fic, which seems really interesting, and I'm super excited for. I love Liu Mingyang, Ning Yingying, and Xia Hualing together. I will get into it. Liu Mingyang glared at the space-time rift. The rift made no response, save perhaps to whirl even more rambunctiously. "This is not my problem," Liu Mingyang said. "I'm going home now, and I'm most certainly not coming back tomorrow." The space-time rift fizzed in a way that sounded derisive and mocking, but Liu Mingyang paid it no mind. When she came back the next morning, the rift had grown a little. She could tell that it took up a lot more of the desk than it had the previous day, but it wasn't showing signs of greater activity than before. She really had thought she wasn't coming back. She'd told herself that she was going to go to the library. She'd begun to think about researching the properties of space-time rifts before she had shut down that line of thought, but anyway, she had been going there. But then she'd been lost in her thoughts, and taken a turning she hadn't meant to, and, well, somehow, here she was. The old lecture room was as abandoned as ever. There was no one here but herself and the rift. There were fingers of darkness coming out of the rift today, tugging at the lapels of her thick coat. "If you think I'm going to jump into a space-time rift," Liu Mingyang said severely, "you've got another thing coming." The rift did not answer. Its glow was strident and mocking, and its fingers of darkness wiggled in a way that was distinctly impolite. It was an eminently unsatisfactory rift. Liu Mingyang was a connoisseur of oddities. Her column on supernatural phenomena was renowned for good reason. However, she was not eager to be more acquainted with this one. She did not approve of its rambunctious demeanour, or its refusal to conform to all the known properties of space-time rifts. Ning Yingying was busy typing up an article when the door opened behind her. Liu Mingyan's hair was streaked with dust, and so was her heavy coat. Her glasses were smudged and faintly askew. She was breathing hard. "Yingying," she said, "you're not going to believe this." "What am I not going to believe?" said Ning Yingying cheerfully, putting the kettle on. Liu Mingyang sank down into one of Ning Yingying's cosy chairs. She took off her glasses and began to fiddle with them. "Do you remember our conversation about space-time rifts?" "Yes," said Ning Yingying, "and I'm still not convinced." "Well, I've been in one." Ning Yingying looked at her, taking in her ragged appearance. She reached out and took the glasses out of Liu Mingyang's hands before the latter could make them worse. "Why don't you have a cup of tea and tell me about it?" Liu Mingyang took the tea rather abstractedly and launched into an account. As she worked on Liu Mingyang's glasses, Ning Yingying listened patiently and with growing interest. Of course, she didn't believe that it was a space-time rift. She knew Liu Mingyang and her penchant for inexplicable phenomena. But she also knew that Liu Mingyang was observant, methodical, and attentive. Ning Yingying trusted her account, even if she didn't agree with her inferences. And as a scientist, she couldn't help but be interested. Strange as the story was, Liu Mingyang told it succinctly, and with all her accustomed crispness. It had been a short trip. She hadn't meant to go in, but she'd got too close and found herself, irresistibly, falling. She'd managed to catch a hold on a corner of the desk just in time and pulled herself out. But not before she'd heard a strange music in her ears and glimpsed light before her eyes and felt a vastness of space beneath her feet. She'd also heard a voice calling out to her with a kind of urgency, as though calling for help. Ning Yingying was half inclined to discredit this part of the story. The last few details sounded mutually incompatible, though it was hard to believe Liu Mingyan was exaggerating when she told the tale in her matter-of-fact, precise phrasing. Liu Mingyan ran a hand through her hair again. Most of it was out of the ponytail now. "I can't believe I have to jump in there again." "Well, you don't have to," said Ning Yingying cheerfully. "I'll let you alone if you let it alone."
"No, I'm going to."
"All right then," said Ning Yingying briskly. She handed Liu Mingyan her glasses back, now perfectly aligned and polished. "We'll go after we finish our tea."
"We?"
"You don't think I'd let you jump into what definitely isn't a space-time rift on your own, do you?" Once they'd made their way there, jumping into the space-time rift didn't actually take very long. Ning Yingying had made a thorough examination of it first, noting its dimensions and its colour, looking from behind and observing that its appearance was the same from every angle. She'd made some measurements in its vicinity and concluded that there appeared to be nothing immediately toxic about it. There was therefore nothing to prevent them from jumping in, except for common sense, which Liu Mingyan had never had, and Ning Yingying had never let stop her. Jump, therefore, they did. There was a kind of buzzing, and a nebulous blue light that intensified around them, though they couldn't tell where it was coming from. They'd held hands as they jumped, and now they didn't let go, standing together in the rift and waiting for something to happen. There was a low electric hum overhead, a sound of something approaching that came to a stop just above their heads. Ning Yingying could just discern a flat, circular shape, a flying saucer, perhaps. She didn't have to look at Liu Mingyan to know that there was a satisfied smirk on her face. How often they'd argued about flying saucers. Even her hand gripped Ning Yingying's with a very smug grip. There was a peal of laughter, like jingling bells. It was very loud, and not particularly musical, but it flooded their ears like music all the same. Then Ning Yingying uttered a little cry. Someone had caught their hands and was whirling them around. Around and around they went, faster and faster, in a strange ring. Though they couldn't see who was spinning with them, they were going too fast. Then Liu Mingyan cried, "Stop!" The whirling stopped, and whoever was holding their hands dropped them. Liu Mingyan dropped Ning Yingying's hand and took a step forward, under the flying saucer's center.
"So what are we here for?" she asked. "To rescue you?"
The flying saucer blinked out of being with an audible clunk. In its place, a swirling green shape plopped into being above them, rotating too fast for them to make out much of it. Narrowing her eyes, Liu Mingyan caught glimpses, a little figure with her chin resting on her hands and darting, dizzying, gleeful eyes.
"Rescue me? From what?"
Liu Mingyan took a step back. "From the rift," she said uncertainly. Another peal of laughter filled the world.
"Did you? You're the one who needs rescuing. It was so easy for me to kidnap you. And anyway, I am the rift."
"Who's your jie-jie?" Liu Mingyan demanded. "And you haven't kidnapped me. I'd like to see you try."
"Mingyan," said Ning Yingying's voice, and then a minuscule hand grabbed the scruff of Liu Mingyan's coat, dragging her out of the green beam of light that had just appeared. Ning Yingying's quick laugh sounded behind her. It wasn't elusive and echoing like the aliens, but it was utterly hers, a sound that could hold its own amid these soft lights and uncharacterizable hummings. you're not kidnapping Liu Mingyan, even if she does make it very easy, she said. I came here expressly to prevent that.
Hey, said Liu Mingyan feebly. Ning Yingying gave her an amused little glance before she turned her attention back to the alien.
I don't entirely believe in you, she said, but I believe we can come to an arrangement, for all that.
The alien had paused in her revolving, and now Liu Mingyan could see her. A piquant little face framed by long, curving horns, glowing scales that seemed to emit their own shifting, eddying light, a sharp, curving collar, and a bewildering collection of little limbs. The alien preened and recrossed a couple of appendages, evidently pleased to be in control of the negotiations.
I can't let you leave my rift, of course.
We can work that out, said Ning Yingying. I know Liu Mingyan would like to stay a while, and I'm in no hurry either. If you could do something about the time passing outside, though, I'd be much obliged. I could use more time on those reports I've got to submit.
Of course I can manipulate the time passing, said the alien loftily. How long would you like? A century or two?
Ning Yingying considered. I think a month would do nicely. The alien seemed a little put out by the modesty of the ask, but she nodded. She snapped her fingers theatrically.
Already done.
Splendid, said Ning Yingying, smiling a smile that made the alien turn purple and nearly overbalance in the air. And with that out of the way, there's nothing to stop us having fun. Have you got any more marvels to show us? The alien smiled complacently and twirled one of her many fingers around a horn.
A few.
The end.
Reader's note. Oh, that's such a cute story. And it's so, like, I felt that was so well written. Oh my gosh, I love Liu Mingyan, Xia Hualing, and Ning Yingying. Even though they get like zero screen time in Scumville, I just love them. I'm so glad I found this fic. Oh, and to have podficked it. So sweet. Well, sweet. Also kidnapping. Also, they're stuck there forever. I mean, I want someone to do that for me. Like, pause time and I can go have fun for a century and then come back and be like, oh yeah, okay, all my responsibilities again. Yes, and thank you to World of Shaking for having blanket permission to podfic their works. Please go back to the original fic and give them kudos/comments if you enjoyed. And yes, this was for Voice Team. And I will see you later. Have a great rest of your day.